The recent detection of two cases of rabies in wolves trapped south of the Brooks Range has prompted concern about whether the deadly disease has reemerged in the interior. As KUAC's Dan Bras reports, many pet owners in Fairbanks are getting their animals vaccinated as a precaution.
Charles Scott was one of a steady stream of locals who showed up on the first night of a rabies vaccination clinic being put on by the Fairbanks North Star Borough this week at the animal shelter.
Just in case they come in contact with something, even though I let them out in my yard, I want to protect them.
Scott had his hands full wrestling two 150-pound puppies across the parking lot.
They're brindles, they're Fila Mastiffs, and they're 8 months old. Big girl and little girl.
Scott says he heard about this spring's cases of rabies in wolves near Chandelier Lake, and the borough's $5 vaccination clinic prompted him to get his dogs in for shots. That was the case for a number of dog and cat owners on hand for the first day of the six-day clinic. Shelter director Sandy Besser says the event is in response to the public.
We've gotten many calls from folks about the wolves, just generally concerned, and so we decided to offer a rabies clinic. Low cost, try and get folks in that don't have rabies or wouldn't normally because they felt there was no likelihood of the disease coming into the interior.
Besser stresses that rabies is not curable and having pets vaccinated for it is required by both state and borough law. She says she's never seen a case in Fairbanks.
I guess back in the 40s there were documented cases of it in the interior. But, you know, they're never really sure how much is out there just at low levels in the fox population and stuff. And so if your dogs are out running or your cats are running wild, you don't know what they come in contact in the way of either wildlife that's active or carcasses of decayed animals. So it's not here until it's here.
Besser says past borough rabies vaccine clinics have been once a year single day events, and this month's schedule of weekday evenings plus a Saturday should address the increased public demand. Borough contract veterinarian Tamara Rose is on hand to help administer shots.
I'm not panicked at all.
Dr. Rose says she's interested to see what additional testing by the state turns up about rabies in the interior, but the local scare among some pet owners is a good way to address any potential problem.
We had conversations with the state vet, Dr. Gerlach, and he just thought it would be a good idea, and Sandy Besser thought it would be a good idea if we just kind of use this opportunity to, we knew there'd be a lot of talk about rabies and people who kind of don't get the fire under their feet, well, they'll get their fire under their feet with this. And I mean, I think it's still pretty safe, but rabies is a public health issue. So we're just using that to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated and to keep everybody from worrying so much.
Rose says the single rabies vaccine is pretty safe for animals, and although there can be reactions, more animal lives are saved by vaccines than are hurt by them. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bras.